Yeah. Oh, we're going to do that? Okay.
Marla. I see why not. Okay. I mean, the man was nice enough to come out here and his girlfriend and all that. I mean, he's got a beard. He's really intimidating now.
Well, let's bring him on then. He is the well-known Cowboys kicker, the great David Beeler, the former USC great. Fight on, bro.
Uh-oh, ooh, it's not on.
The mic's not on.
There we go.
There we go.
Oh, it's good? Yeah. Okay, there we go. Fight on.
Yeah.
Now, David, we had a what I would like to say a legendary interview that took place in training camp. Maybe the best interview that we've ever had from a Cowboy. I think, actually, we determined that,
yes.
Right?
Certainly the best thing we did at training camp this year.
Yeah, I got a little carried away in that one, but hey. It was funny. My dad was a little pissed off about it. But
No. He was listening?
No, he listened to it later on. But,
God.
Yeah, the girlfriend over here to my left, I think she was a little heated at first, but kind of settled on her. And she
was she listening? It. You found out about it or something? Oh, your coaches from high school? Oh, dear. What sport did you play in high school over at Irving MacArthur?
High school, I did cheerleading and soccer my freshman year.
Okay. All right.
All right. Now, this, of course, the well-known David Beeler girlfriend seen in the show. What is it? Real Wives of the
Cowboys? Football Wives.
Football Wives?
Yeah.
All right. Where they focus on a group of Cowboy wives and girlfriends, some of them present players, some of them former players, and one of them is you, right?
Yes.
It's the Real Wives of Football County.
Yeah.
That's what we like to call it.
Now, how's that been going for you? Pretty happy with the way that's all worked out?
Yeah, it's been
you like all those women
good.
In there?
Oh, yeah. I like them all. I love them all, actually. Getting to know them. I got to learn a lot from each and every one of them.
Is it easy money? Like, they pay you, right?
Yeah, you get paid to do it.
Is it easy?
I mean, it's... some days I would wake up, go record, go to school. As soon as I got out of school, go record and not to get done until like 3 in the morning some days. So, I mean, it was
really?
Like you're going.
So it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Nobody likes that.
No, it was fun, though. It was a great experience. I mean.
So are you done? Are you going to do it next year?
I don't know. Our season finale's this weekend. So
they haven't renewed
they haven't
it or anything
let us
or talked
know
to you?
Okay.
So has it been getting
be
kicked
the
off
one?
The island? You want to tell us who's getting kicked off the island?
I really don't know.
Do they finish the end of the obstacle course, or how does it work?
It's really not a reality show like that.
I may get kicked off the island.
It's not?
No, it's not. It's not.
Does Jimmy make it?
I don't know.
Okay, you're making up names. Oh, Jimmy, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so David, we actually had a, after the interview, I had a moment of freak-out Cowboy fandom when... You missed a couple of kicks earlier in the year.
He's not a real even-handed Cowboy
fan. I'm really not. You have to understand, growing up here, that I'm a little obsessed.
And when I listen to you all the time. I know about it.
Okay.
When things don't go right, he gets pissed.
Right. I get mad
That's
over...
That's understandable.
I'm very even
most,
keel.
Most people do.
I get mad over these idiots on this shirt and then you guys. So I called you out, and you were listening, right?
I was listening at the time, yes.
See, the reason he does this is because he thinks he can do what you do better than you.
No, I don't.
I would like to see that. I would like to see that.
Let me just say this.
Can we set that up?
You bet we can set it up.
No, I know I can't. Dude, you have the strongest leg. You may have... I so hope that they let you try at the end of a half, like a 67-yarder someday. Aren't you dying for that to happen?
I would love that. I thought in the Giants game I was going to have a chance, but it was a little breezy up there, so... I would like to have it in the indoor stadium. I mean, Cowboy Stadium, put me in there. I'm ready.
But you were cool after I freaked out. Did you keep listening or did you turn us off for a while? Because, you know, a lot of people...
That was after the Bears game, which I missed that 44-yarder, which wasn't the best kick I've ever been through. And it was a tough week for me, and I turned you guys on, which I normally do driving home. And
why do you do that?
I don't know.
After you missed that kick, why would you turn that on?
I knew some crap was going to be said about me, but...
Okay.
Well, I was ready for it. It's all right.
Well, I kind of like his attitude then.
Yeah,
if he's
I guess.
Prepared for that, because I would.
I'm not wired that way myself.
No.
It was something along the lines of I should concentrate on kicking field goals instead of soaping up the honkers at Hooters, right?
Right. Oh, that's
something
it.
Along those lines. They are great Hooters to soap up, by the way.
Yeah, they are.
You nailed it. What's that?
We have the clip from the show if you're interested.
From his girlfriend?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's put it on.
So bad. You know, he's like, you know, it's like, you know, I was doing good that last game and I was on top of the world. Everyone loved me and I made one mistake. And he's like, it's the loneliest feeling in the world. I guess one of the sportscasters said, Ding Dong needs to stop soaping those honkers at Hooters and start kicking some field goals.
I don't know, even when they're losing.
Ding
dong.
What do you think about that, babe?
Oh, I mean, I laughed whenever he told me. I laughed. I didn't know if he was mad or what, but I was like, seriously?
What do you think about the interview with me where I said I lock you in a cage for 7 days because I don't trust anything that bleeds for 7 days and doesn't die?
I honestly, I mean,
that's true though, right?
Yeah, real true.
Just admit it.
Shut up.
Are you auditioning for a job? Because we will hire you. Let's just say that the kicking thing doesn't work out. You're more than welcome.
Perfect.
More than welcome to join
us. Let's just hope the kicking thing works out. It pays a little better than I, hopefully, than you guys.
A lot
more. Believe me, it does.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, it does. Especially if you, if you get, you know, a little bit of more experience, let's say. Then
unless, of course, you're me.
Yeah, if you own
big money over here?
Yeah, we're talking Peyton Manning money over here.
Oh,
so,
damn.
Yeah, it's big time. All right, so who got you listening to this? You're friends with David Newberry, right? Who works,
yes,
with us. Did David get you to listen initially, or did you just come into town and find us?
I just kind of found you guys, but yeah, I mean, I was buddies with David. And
do you hate him?
I don't hate Dave, no. Dave's a good guy. I actually gave him got him tickets for this last game.
Oh, wow.
Well, you better watch him.
Yeah. He's looking for a job, too. Yeah. I could outkick you. That guy's all he talks about. Damn it, Baylor.
He'll text me on occasion. You know, tell me what I should do, what I shouldn't do.
Well, cool. I'm glad that you're still a listener, even after I had a little moment of...
That's expected from you guys, though.
Okay, good. Good. I hope you expect it wouldn't be any other way.
Exactly.
You know I got your back because of Fight On, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
100%.
All right, yeah.
I need you.
That Trojan family, we all stick together,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Are you guys going to meet at the bowl game this year for USC?
Yes.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
I'm going.
Oh, there's not one, Mike, actually. Maybe next year. Oh, wait.
Oh, no, no. Not then either.
Oh, that's all right. It will rise again. It always does.
I hope so, for
your
sake.
There's always UCLA next
year. The Trojan Empire fell, and now it's on its way back.
Did you get when did you get out? Did you get a ring out of that?
I got three Rose Bowl rings.
You did?
I didn't. I was there the year after Texas whooped our ass.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that was a tough night.
All right, Dave. We appreciate it. Appreciate you coming out.
Yeah, good to see you guys.
Yeah, good luck.
For coming
good luck
by.
On
appreciate
Sunday.
It.
Good
buy
luck with
some
the rest
booze
of
right
the
year.
Now. Yeah, get some booze.
Good.
Get loaded up. Get it ready for the tailgate this Sunday, right?
Soap up those honkers. Do whatever you need to do.
Michael!
whatever helps you make kicks, we're all for, okay?
Right.
If that involves soap and or honkers, we're all for it.
I appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
All right, there he goes. Up with other guys or girls.
Shut up, Mike.
There he is, the great David Beeler.
Yeah.